You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Rashid Ogunlaru, a leading life coach, speaker, and business coach, as well as the author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. Rashid, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi there, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Certainly. So, Rashid, tell me, what led you to write the book Soul Trader, and why do we need it when there are so many others out there?
You know what, Eric, I've for probably about 10 years now worked as a coach, helping people move ahead in their life and in their businesses and so on, as a life coach and a business coach. And one of the things that I found is that many of the problems that people find are, you know, that they're soul problems, they're people-related problems. They're about clarity, they're about confidence, they're about your motivation, why you're running a business. And these things aren't necessarily always talked about in the kind of business books. And also, we're in changing times. You know, we don't want to just, you know, we care more about the businesses that we pick to buy from or work in than we ever have before. And we're wanting to genuinely know that the businesses that we're dealing with care about us. And that's why I wrote the book Soul Trader. It's all about how is it you can build a business that you care about, that you love, by following your heart, by following your passions, and that customers are going to love by genuinely connecting with them from the heart. Because it's that often that people feel as though their heart's not in it that often makes them feel as though the business journey's become meaningless, or it's because that they've had so many problems with businesses that don't seem to care about them, which is why we leave those businesses, which is why I wanted to write this book, which is all about building a business from your heart.
Well, you talk about putting the heart back into business. It is actually being compassionate going to help you win business or make you a pushover?
That's a good question. Actually, you know, it's going to help. You know, business is all about relationships. And I think one of the things that often happens in business is that somewhere along the line, we actually really forget about that business is all about just sharing services. That, you know, you happen to have, you know, back in the day, you know, somebody would happen to have a cow, it would produce milk, somebody else happened to be making cheese or whatever, and you exchange. And all the other stuff, all the money, all the technical stuff, all the internet stuff, that's all stuff put on top of it. Basically, business is all about meeting people's needs, and it's actually all about relationships. And actually, you know, for Enterprise Radio, you know, most of the people who are listening to this, they're people who are running their own small businesses. And most small businesses find that almost all of their business comes from relationships, from connecting with people. So actually, if you're not able to connect with people from the heart, you're not going to be able to win business. And this is one of the reasons why lots of entrepreneurs become really frustrated, because they feel as though they do all the things that they're taught to do in the books or by via various websites about this, that, and all the rest of it. And they actually often forget the central thing about actually connecting with people at their heart. So actually, if you do care about people, if you are compassionate, if you care about yourself, if you care about your staff, if you care about your customers, and you're actually genuinely connecting with them authentically as a human being rather than just as a product, then you're probably more likely to make the sale, which is why good salespeople actually, they often say, you know what, they never sell, they just serve.
What are the main challenges that you see business owners and businesses facing in these challenging times today?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I think there's one is just simply overwhelm. You know, the world has completely changed. It's become faster. The internet's connected us to it. So people actually just have far more content. You know, often I'm working with many people. They may often get hundreds of emails every day. There's so much information out there that often that business owners are just completely overwhelmed. So that's one big problem. You know, two is that the marketplace is probably more crowded than ever. You know, people are going to have, you know, domestic competition. They might have competition from all over. Balancing business with one's life is also a big issue. And more people are setting up businesses or running businesses. They don't just want to run businesses anymore. They're also wanting to run a business that they care about, that's in balance with their life and their relationship or their lifestyle, you know. So that's a challenge. It's an important factor that many business owners actually have. And actually that ongoing challenge of just finding the right kind of customers for them. So there's a whole range of new challenges, and that you know that we become more, and this is all linked to the fact that we've all become more, if you like, discerning as customers. You know, we don't just want to buy from a business. We care about how they are ethically, how it is that they're, you know, where they're resourcing stuff from. We're far more picky. We're far more informed than before. So when you combine all these things, the crowded marketplace, the fact that people are often have got overwhelmed, and that there's all this various competition and so on, that the world's changed, and therefore how business owners need to be has really, really changed. So business owners have got to be far more authentic, they've got to be far more genuine, they've got to actually care more about their customers, and they've got to really be able to engage far more uniquely and far more interestingly and far more authentically than businesses have ever done in the past. Because otherwise, you know what, as customers, we're gonna shop elsewhere because it's gonna be very easy for us to do.
Today we're joined by Rashid Ogunlaro out of London, England, a leading life coach, speaker, and business coach, and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rashid, you talk about reducing the financial and emotional cost of running a business. Share with us some of those ways that can be done.
Yeah, I think there's a few things that you can do, Eric. I mean, if you're starting out, first of all, ask yourself, you know, who are the people who I already know? Chat to those people. You know, that can be very useful, because the people who you know, you like, and trust, they can be ambassadors for your business. So that means that that's going to reduce your marketing costs right then and there. So that's one thing. Another thing that you can do in terms of cutting the costs is actually build linked to that, which is really building a strong network of all sorts of the different types of expertise that you might ever need in terms of your business. So, you know, if you're starting out or if you're growing a business, maybe you're really good at IT, somebody else is really good at administration, somebody else is really good at the accounts and the finance side and so on. How can you actually help each other? So by thinking quite creatively about business, you can build a team of people who you can work alongside and support, you know, and at low cost or actually virtually no cost in terms of your business. That's another way. Another one that people often don't do enough of is actually just going out there, talking, connecting with people, finding out about other people's businesses. Sometimes we're so in sell mode that we're not actually listening to other particular people, and we're out there as business owners and having the kind of conversations where somebody thinks, oh, you know what, I used to know somebody who worked at X, Y, and Z, and all of a sudden you've got a lead, you've got a connection. So it's all about taking the time to build those particular strong relationships so that you're resourceful, whatever it is that you might need in terms of your business.
So, Rashid, run us through the 7 essential principles that you mention in your book.
The 7 essential tips in terms of the book, in terms of how it is that you can, you know, build a business from your heart. The first one is clarity. You know, stop and ask yourself, what's really important to me? Who am I? Why am I here? What am I wanting to achieve in business? Because the more clear you are, the more clear the journey ahead is going to be. Then the second one is customers. You know, it's all about your customers. Once you're clear about who you are, what you're wanting in business, it's all about your customers. So take off the hat of being you and see life through your customers' eyes, your potential customers' eyes. Ask them what they want, what's really important to them. Once you build those relationships, then it's going to be so much easier to sell to them. And in fact, it's not going to be selling, it's easy. Next is courage. You know, wherever you are, whether you're starting, whether you're growing, it's going to require courage. So you're going to need to find out, what is it that really makes me tick? You know, I often say it's good to almost adopt the attitude of an athlete. You're going to need to learn from every race that you lose as well as that you win. And it might be about the courage to just do things your way. That might be the thing that's going to make you stand out uniquely. The next one is cooperation. You know, nobody's an island, as they say. You know, we're all going to need support. And even internationally, even the biggest economies, the U.S. economy, still going to need to do trade with other countries. So ask yourself, what's all the different types of support I need personally, professionally, and so on, and go out there and genuinely build rich relationships where you care about people, not just the cash, so that you can get all sorts of help you need. The next one is conversations, and this is extremely important, really. Everything is a conversation. What your website says is a conversation. What your business card says is a conversation. What you're saying at networking events and through networks and online is a conversation. Have rich conversations with people. It's extraordinary how much business will come through having conversations. And it's interesting how many conversations aren't had, and had them in a way that is very open and transparent, and that is a win-win. The next one is creative. This is extremely important to a business owner. You know, it's going to be important that you are creative around your business. And what I mean by that is, ask yourself, when are you at your best? What times of the day are you at your best? Maybe if you're at the best between 6 and 9 a.m., then what things in terms of your business can you be doing between 6 and 9 a.m.? Try and see, you know, what's the balance between framework and flexibility that you need in order to run your business effectively. Listen to yourself. Know what works for you. Get out and about in creativity, in nature. That's going to help nourish you as a creative entrepreneur. And then the next one after that is compassion. You know, be kind to yourself. You know, one of the big issues that we see in lots of entrepreneurs now is burnout. So really, you need to take care of yourself. Without you taking care of yourself and your health, then you're going to have no business. So put in the time for you, put in the time for loved ones, and really genuinely care about your customers. And the last one that I'd just add in there, Eric, is that we've thrown in an eighth one, and that is change, you know, because everything is subject to change. You're going to change, your customers are going to change, the economy is going to change, technology is going to have change. Be aware of change, embrace it, don't fight it, because it's going to happen anyway. And by being more aware and more alert to it, it's going to actually help you to deal with the changes along the way and actually be part of the actual change rather than resist it.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information, be in contact with you, and also to be able to purchase your book, Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business.
Sure. Thanks very much, Eric. Yeah, you can get hold of the book by my website, which is rezaru.com. That's R for Rashid, A for Apple, S for Sugar, A for Apple, R for Rashid, U for Umbrella. That's rezaru.com. And the book's also available on Amazon, so you can pick it up online as well.
Yeah, very convenient. Now, in conclusion, always customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur from your experience that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace, taking it a little further on some of the things that you've mentioned today?
Yeah, I'd say, first of all, you know, give yourself the permission to do it. You know, find the people you know, like, and trust. Have a chat with them. Tell them what you're wanting to do. If you can, find people who've already walked that path before and tell them what you're wanting to do. People will help you if you ask them. So first of all, give yourself permission. Ask people. And you know what? Surround yourself with excellent, exceptional people, because they are going to be the thing that's going to help you move your business forward. And guess what? They're also going to be ambassadors for you as well, and so on. And learn everything you can about business. Learn what you can about your sector. Learn what you can about business in general, so that you're well armed and that you're resourceful. And be prepared for the fact that you're going to make mistakes, and the mistakes that you make are going to make you an even better entrepreneur.
Great advice. It's been a pleasure to have had you. He is Rashid Oganlaro, a leading life coach, speaker, and business coach, and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. And the website of reference, once again, is rezaru.com. That's rezaru.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.